Word supreme before creation, born of God eternally, who didst will for our salvation to be born on earth and die. Well, the saints have kept their station, watching till thy heart draw nigh. Now 'tis come, and faith espies thee, like an eaglet in the morn. One in steadfast worship buys thee, thy beloved latest born. In thy glory he decries thee, reigning from the tree of scorn. Much he asks in loving wonder, on thy bosom leaning, Lord. In the secret place of thunder, answer kind didst thou accord. Wisdom for thy church to ponder, till the day of dread award. O heaven's doors lift up, revealing how thy judgment earthward move. Scrolls unfolded, trumpets pealing, wine cups from the wrath above. Yet o'er all a soft voice stealing, little children, trust and love. Thee, the Almighty King eternal, Father of the eternal Word, Thee, the Father's Word supernal, Thee of both the breath adored. Heaven and earth and realms eternal, own one glorious God and Lord.
The service begins with the introit and then page 137. In the midst of the congregation, he opened his mouth. The Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. He clothed him with the robe of glory. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will return works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. Glory be to the Father and to the
the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. In the midst of the congregation, he opened his mouth. The Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. He clothed him with the robe of glory. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth his good will toward men. We praise you. We bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Merciful Lord, we implore you to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that she, being instructed by the doctrines of your blessed apostle and evangelist, St. John, may attain to the light of everlasting life, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, is from the 14th chapter of Hosea. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under the shadow, those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon, Ephraim shall say, What have I to do any more with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The gradual.
He that feareth the Lord will do good, and he that hath the knowledge of the law shall obtain her. And as a mother shall she meet him, and receive him as a wife married of a virgin. With the bread of understanding shall she feed him, and give him the water of wisdom to drink. He shall be stayed upon her, and shall not be moved, and shall rely upon her, and shall not be confounded. She shall exalt him above his neighbors, and in the midst of the congregation shall she open his mouth. He shall find joy and a crown of gladness, and she shall cause him to inherit an everlasting name.
The epistle is from the first chapter of St. John, first chapter of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, But Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die, yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 36.
Father's love begotten, ere the world began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he of the things that are that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, for the Savior of our race, and the Babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. This is he whose ears in old time chanted up with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now he shines along let creation praise its Lord, evermore and evermore. Let the heights of heaven adore him, angels, hosts, his praises sing, our dominion
bow before him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent. Every voice in concert ring. Evermore and evermore. Christ to you with God the Father, and the Spirit there shall be. Him mentioned and high thanksgiving, and the shout of jubilee. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
Our sermon text is from today's Old Testament reading, Hosea 14. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is a gap between us and God. And according to Hosea, the answer to this separation is for man to return. And it only makes sense. I mean, the triune God has not fallen away. Our God has not become a prodigal God who has refused to do his vocation and then ran away and left us to fend for ourselves. Our God did not go on a journey to a foreign land and waste away all his possessions. We have a faithful God who has wondrously created us. He has provided for our sustenance with many good things, of food and drink and house and clothing. He has provided a tree of life to sustain us. No, our God does not need to return. We do. Our God is a rock and a fortress. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Hosea makes it quite clear. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall, he says. You see, there is no one else to blame but our sinfulness. Our sinful nature refused to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We have turned away. We have desired to become our own God. We have left behind our rightful place in the garden where God has planted us, and we have gone away. First, we sought wisdom apart from God, doing what seemed right in our own eyes. And then, with our newfound independence from God, we took what looked to be good to our eyes and was desirable for whatever we were seeking. But when God's holiness revealed our sins, we went and hid in the trees, and we sought to cover up our shame with clothes of our own making. In fact, some of the most religious sounding people are actually the most sinful. They misused the name of God in order to cover up their own sinful desires. You know, I think that God would want me to be happy or whatever. When Hosea says, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, we must seek to understand what he means. For we must not use our theological education to somehow correct God. Think of Ahaz. Isaiah came to him and said, ask for a sign. And Ahaz turns it around on him and says, oh no, I wouldn't test God. Yeah, he was a sinner. He was not following the Lord. When Hosea says, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, that is what he means. And of course it is clear that we cannot do anything which earns or contributes to our own salvation. But nevertheless, the prophet Hosea is teaching us something. He's teaching us that we have sinned, and we need to be saved, and we need to rightly understand these words which God has inspired. You see, we are the prodigal son who has gone away. We are the ones who need to return. There is no salvation without a return to God. And that return comes first by the law, which reveals our iniquity and our lack of righteousness. And that return is completed by the gospel, by the promise of God bestowing grace on the penitent, a taking away of iniquity through faith in Jesus Christ, and a healing of our own sinfulness. The law is a hand. It's a hand, and it's pointing us. It's pointing us to what we need and what we do not have. The law can show us our lack, but it cannot help us. It cannot fulfill the very thing it shows us that we need. Hosea says, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. That is, I'll tell you, you are far away from God. You need to return. But we know from the law that we are unable to do it. It is the gospel that provides our return. It is the gospel that grants the forgiveness of sins and restores us to God. The gospel tells of God's mercy. The gospel takes away our fear so that we can approach, sinners though we are. It is the gospel which provides the ability to and the desire for the return. That which we bring are not our works or anything that we have done. We do not boast that we have found God. We do not credit our return as, well, a worthy sacrifice. Oh, look, I returned. That's pretty good. And is that good enough to merit forgiveness? Look how far I've come back. No. Instead, Hosea 14, verse 2, having told us to return, it says this, take words with you and return to the Lord. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. So you see, the sacrifice which we bring is not some great thing that we have, nor do we give him our heart, nor do we make a decision to receive Jesus into our hearts, nor do we say, look how far I've come. But we are told to return and to bring the sacrifice of our lips. And what is this sacrifice? It is the confession of guilt regarding our sins, which the law has worked in us. It is the confession of faith, faith in Christ, which the gospel has given us. This taking away of our iniquity has removed from us that false trust which was in earthly help. And so we have abandoned any confession of our works or our trust in them. We simply come confessing the truth. I'm a rotten sinner. And with God's work of law and gospel, then we are to speak with our lips of God's love. We speak of Him and how we trust in what He has done for us. When we come with the sacrifice of our lips, and that sacrifice agrees with God's word, we find that our sacrifice is simply trust, faith in the word. We come with our prayers, which are trust, including the profession of faith in whom we trust. The epistle for today, 1 John 1:9, speaks of that confession of lips. Verse 10 says that the one who has not laid his iniquity upon us, he has taken it away. Here's what it says. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. When St. Paul in Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved," he simply agrees with Hosea. And Hosea is quoting another of the prophets. So what are we to do? Well, return. We bring God's word with us. Your return to God occurs when, well, God works in you the means of law and his means of gospel. There is no salvation without a return to God, and there is no return without God working his law and gospel in you. And so Hosea goes on to express the fruit. What happens with all this? Well, verse 3, "Now, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods." Yes, we've set that aside, for that is not true. Verse 7, "Those who dwell under his shadow shall return." Our return are those who are dwelling under his shadow, or as the mother hen gathers the chick under his wings, or as the law and gospel pulls us and brings us, that is the ones who return. Verse 8, Ephraim says, "I am like a green cypress tree, and your fruit is found in me." We confess, "Lord, if it happens, you have brought it forth. It is the fruit of your gifts of faith and return." And so finally, verse 9, Hosea says, "For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them." We return to the Lord our God, for he has taught us and made us wise. He has given us, by means of his word of law and gospel, a return. What do we find? Well, that story about the prodigal son. Yes, of course, he realizes his sin in a far place. It says he comes to his senses, and then it says he makes his return. But what do we find? It is the acknowledgement of his sins, worked by the law. It is the gospel knowledge that his father is a good heavenly father and that he's going to return to him. And even as his return, we see that the father, with robes flowing, leaves his house, sees his son coming and runs out to meet him. In the end, it is the Lord. The Lord who has asked our return. For we do. We've sinned. We need to return. And yet, he is the one who has accompanied us the whole way. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The offertory, "Create in Me," page 143. We stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O Almighty and most merciful Father, we give you thanks that you have fulfilled your ancient promises and given us in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, praise and glory and honor be to you, for out of your unspeakable love you did humble yourself, that we might be exalted. You were made man that we might be made heirs of God, fellow heirs with you. You took upon yourself the form of a servant, that we might be renewed in the image of God. We sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, but you have brought our return, that we might have light and life and peace and joy. O Holy Spirit, we praise and bless thee for making known to us and to all mankind by the preaching of the gospel these joyful tidings of your holy nativity. And we beseech you, quicken us by your grace and power that we may not hear the Christmas message with passing wonderment only, but like Mary, ponder it in our hearts, that it may kindle in us the light of true faith and the fire of fervent love. Let us not be turned aside by doubts or fears, but like the shepherds, trusting fully in your word, come with haste to see the things which have come to pass. Accept them for our salvation, make them known abroad as we have opportunity, the great joy which shall be to all people, and glorify and praise you for the marvels of your grace and love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Bestow on us, O Lord, the gifts of thy glorious body and blood, that believing in Jesus Christ, your Son, we may have life in his name. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins.
You want individual.
Okay. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Past our lips as food, O Lord. May we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm on your bulletin.
Then the same went out among the brethren. That this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die. But if I know that he remains here, I come. What is that to you?
Enough to let us.
Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Refreshed with this heavenly food and drink, we humbly beseech thee, O Lord our God, that we may be strengthened by the prayers of him in whose memory we have partaken of these mysteries, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.